Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Oh my God, what a weekend of NBA action. The playoffs every year in the NBA, it's like, yeah, you know, the 1-8 over, 2-7 over. Who cares? Who cares? Let's wait till we get to the nitty-gritty. But this year, oh, wide open, and what performances across the league. We're going to get into all that, but first, Key, look who's back. Jay, we missed you, brother. You've been out for the last week, and we've discussed it. You've been open about it, that dealing with the passing of your mom. It's great to have you back.
It's good to be back. I just want to say thank you guys both. Key, you made me laugh with the jersey with no undershirt. I still question you on that. I was laughing at the airport while I was crying at the same time. Max, you always have crazy takes. I know you guys have both dealt with loss in your own way. Max, with your brother, Key, with your mom, and I appreciate the call, Key, too, and your daughter. You know, I got down after Tuesday, after the championship game, I flew down to North Carolina. My mom had been in the hospital, you know, for the last 10 years, two kidney transplants, diverticulitis, congenital heart failure. She's been a fighter her whole life, and I got down there, and she just had a mild stroke the eve before the Final Four on Friday while I was in Houston, and her lung had collapsed and stuff. And, you know, just going down there on Tuesday, Wednesday, and I sent a picture to Alan Yates. I don't even know why, Yates. It's my fault for sending you such a intense video. But it's just the space of mind I was in at the time, and had to have the hardest conversation with our doctor about putting my mom into hospice and about quality of life, you know? And I had thought about this moment so many times in my life, but I never thought it would actually happen because my mom's always found a way to fight and get out of it. And, you know, we had to tell my mom, and she was all for it. She was courageous. And we got her there Friday morning. My mom and I had our last movie night. We had movie night growing up every Friday night as a kid. You know, Key, we talk about that kind of stuff, like laying on the carpet, watching movies, ordering pizza and stuff. And we watched Harrison Ford, Air Force One. Don't ask me why that movie was on. Just happened to watch it. And I was telling Max before the show, Key, my mom has never winked. She's never been able to, like, wink her eye ever. It's always been, like, two eyes. Her mouth is open. We made fun of her entire life for it. And I was sitting there watching a movie with her on Friday, and, you know, she was kind of like in this in-between space for 3-4 days, which is really awkward, like, you know, between death and life. And she was staring at the corner of the ceiling, and you know, she looked like she was starting to get scared. And I held her hand. I stood up. I said, "Mom, it's okay." And she kind of like looked at me like she was in shock that I was standing over her. I don't know if she thought she was seeing an angel or what. And she looked at me, man, in the most, like, concise manner, just like winked at me and smiled, you know. And here I am trying to tell her it's going to be okay. And I don't know, man, a day later, my dad and I, while holding her hand, she gave me the greatest gift. I heard her take her last breath, and she passed. And for me, I've always, you know, with my accident, death has always been something so frantic and scary to me, chaotic, right? I've seen people pass away, car accidents, try to help a woman and her child, and I watched her pass. And, you know, I saw a guy die in a motorcycle accident, which is crazy, a year before I got hurt, which is ironic. But I've never seen it like that before. And I'm just thankful, man, for 21 years. I got a chance to spend extra with my mom, Gravy, since I didn't pass, and 41 years of the most incredible person who's given me the best gift, man. She's always, I have this tattoo called Believe on my wrist, because there are moments where I have self-doubt, things of that sort, and she's just always told me to believe in me. And the last week, man, I'm not okay. Thank God for basketball. Basketball, again, has once saved me. We're going to talk hoops today, and I love it. But I'm just trying to work through it. And I'm here with you guys. And there's no place I'd rather be, frankly, than with my family. And then, funny enough, at work with you two nut nuts. You know what I mean? Talking hoops. So I appreciate all the support from everybody that's text me, sent me DMs from the show. Our crew here, Justin Craig, who's our boss, you know, Dave Roberts. Everybody's been incredible reaching out. And I appreciate it. So thank you.
Yeah, Jay, it's great to have you back. And we're all going to go. It's no solace to the person who loses the person that they have, the person they're closest to or the person they love like you love your mother. We all, you know, the fact that she got to go with, we hope for that end, right, where family's all around. She has a son like you to be there with her, but it doesn't make it any easier, really. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Key is survived, you know, has gone through tragedy in his own life, as have I, and the world keeps spinning, and you go, yeah, all these people are in it, except the person that I want most to be in it, and it's a tough road, but we are glad to have you back.
Appreciate it.
All right. Speaking of back, I mean, like, how do you do that? How do you do that now?
Yeah, like snot coming out of my nose, Key.
Paulie, you got a tissue for Jay?
Don't
Thank
use
you, brother.
Sleeve, whatever you do.
Yeah.
What's that, Key?
Told him don't use his sleeve.
What?
You can walk in front of the camera, Paulie. It's all good.
Isn't it crazy the stuff that gives you solace in times like this, though? Just any kind of normalcy, hanging out with your friends, talking sports. No question about it. I think a lot of people have been through similar circumstances. I don't know how to transition.
Let's talk some ball, man. Battle back to adversity. That's what we do on the show.
I'll say this, Jay. You are a not only played at the highest level, but a veteran observer of this stuff. The one thing about the NBA most seasons is that early in the playoffs, come on, man, you already know what's going to happen. Hmm. Wake me up when it gets thick, right? But this year, heading into the playoffs, you said this year feels different. The 8, the 7, the 6, they all have chances. And sure enough, Lakers-Grizzlies, right? Lakers stumble into the playoffs and pop the Grizz game 1 and do it on a kind of off night for LeBron. Hachimura goes unconscious, right?
Was it really a stumble, though, Max?
Well, that's what you and I were saying, actually, that playing game was good for him, right?
But I looked at it yesterday, and I said to myself, never look at the record at the beginning of the season, middle of the season. Look at the record at the end of the season. Look at over 500 with them guys in the lineup. Look at that. That just tells you that they ready to roll, even though the Minnesota game was tough and everybody was like, they should blow them away because there's no this and they're missing that. Well, they won the game. Then they went out there and took care of business, obviously, yesterday against Memphis.
Jay, when you were out, Key and I had a whole conversation on air about how that playing game maybe could have been good for the Lakers because you don't have to sit for a week. You get a little more time together. You get a playoff intensity, take that momentum. And Fitz and Harry, Fitz especially, he went in on us trying to criticize that take. Well, it was basically he's hating on the Lakers, saying, we just look for a reason to be positive about the Lakers. But I really believe that playing game was good for them. What did you think about what just happened?
I mean, I said this a month ago. I thought the Lakers could win a chip. I thought they are special. And obviously with Ja Morant and the injury to the hand and not being his right hand. Right. So if you saw the way Jared Vanderbilt, who did one hell of a job guarding him, that size and length funneling him into traffic all the time. So the reason why the right hand injury is so big, that's his touch. That's his feel. If they're already settling for outside jumpers and they're forcing him to finish in traffic, that hand is everything. Ouch. And look, they came down on it. And
it was an offensive foul. It was a charge.
It was a charge. Yeah. Anthony Davis actually got a charge. But it was second play in 30 minutes of both games between him and Giannis where a player tried to slide under. You saw Kevin Love do it in the Miami series, try to slide under to take that charge. But look, if Ja Morant is not able to be his full self, now we're talking about 2 years in a row, him being injured in critical playoff games. I don't see Memphis coming out of this series at all.
Check this out. Lakers, the Lakers, as a franchise, have won 24 straight series after winning game one in a best of seven. It goes back to the 91 finals versus the Bulls. That's the last time they won as a franchise. That's insane. That's bananas. The last time as a franchise you win a game one in a best of seven and don't win the series is the 1991 finals against Michael Jordan in his first chip.
Keying, your boy with the leg sleeve looking right, man. He Austin Reeves looking right. Austin
the Mayo
Reeves,
Mamba?
He's getting there.
He's looking
he
right.
He put on the sleeve, so he looks a little bit better. Now we just got to work. I got to work on the jersey, though. Something about it 15. Just ain't right. Maybe it's the arms. I don't know. But we got to.
Well, maybe just leave it alone. Look at this.
I mean, I'm not touching it.
He might dunk on somebody if he get a tattoo.
I'm not touching it, dog. Between him and Rui Hachimura, I mean, he talk about being butt naked for threes. I know Desmond Bane was talking about it after the game, saying that was part of the scouting report, but he was wide open for threes, wide open.
And he knocked a couple down.
Well, guess what Desmond Bane had to say about that, by the way, guys? You want to hear Desmond Bane after the game?
Yeah.
Listen to this. He doesn't believe it yet.
I mean, yeah, that was our game plan going in, you know, make him hit shots, and, you know, he did. You know, tip your cap. It's probably the best game he's had of his career. You know, a seven-game series. Let's see if he can do it again on Wednesday.
They don't believe it, Jay.
See,
they're going to leave him naked again?
You know what's so interesting sometimes about Memphis that just rubs you the wrong way? It's when I hear Golden State say that, I'm like, okay, you guys have won chips before. You've done that. To me, I know this is part of Memphis's grit, but what has Memphis done? Like, whatever, like, when I just hear that tone from me. I get it, and
you don't like,
they'll have
you
to
don't
prove
like
it.
The fact that he said seven game series, let me see if he could do it again.
I mean, I wouldn't keep giving Rui wide open shots.
Yeah, I probably would. I probably wouldn't say that after a loss, but, you know, Memphis is different.
But, Key, you know how you say it just looked right? It's not just that he was hitting them. Hachimura just looked right. There was a stretch.
Yeah,
this, by the way, so much happens in the NBA. I got to go back.
His form is kind of weak, but he hit a couple.
But is in the third quarter, he couldn't miss. He couldn't miss. He, like, carried the team for him and Austin Reeves carried the team at critical junctures. You can focus on Austin Reeves at the end. You should. But Hachimura, I want to say it was the third quarter, kept him in the game.
I'm going to tell you this. LeBron James is a grand master as it relates to chess, right? Like, he's a master. So if he didn't play well, you're going to give him more games to figure it out and get his legs up underneath him. And AD was the best player on the court.
I'm glad
he was the best player
that.
On the court. Now, we can talk about the arm. I can't move it. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Is that what it's called now? I can't move it.
I can't move it, Key.
I can't move it. Oh, my God, my toe. What else?
When I can't move it happened, my text message popped up,
Key. He got hit in the eye that time. It was my eye. Oh, my eye. He got a couple of them.
But listen, stayed in the game.
Stayed in the game.
No. And they won.
He had to stay in the game.
And meantime, you just said something about LeBron James I want to get into because LeBron had a bad game. And the Lakers won game one on the road. And now let's see about Ja.
Fitz and Harry, take that.
So, meantime, a lot of people who haven't been paying attention may be surprised by Austin Reeves. We're going to tell you someone who wasn't. That's coming up, ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
KJM ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. LeBron James, though, are you surprised by Austin Reeves, the Mayo Mamba? Are you surprised by that performance in his first ever playoff game?
Can I tell you something real quick, Max? You want to know one of the worst feelings? Key, I guess you would have this.
Oh, I just teed up the sound.
There was a corner trying to guard you, that you just knew it was going to be a problem. But I guess in football, they can match up specifically. In basketball, a lot of times when you see a weak link on the floor, you get a series of picks, especially if they're switching in order to get that matchup. I felt bad for Tyus Jones last night because Austin Reeves was targeting Tyus Jones. Let's say this again, and let me say it slower for people at home. Austin Reeves was targeting Tyus Jones, which meant to whoever Tyus Jones was guarding Key, they kept bringing him involved in the screen, and Tyus had to switch. You're seeing video here on E2 of just he dismantled him. Dismantled him. And there's no worse feeling than knowing that matchup is coming and
getting
having
picked
no
on.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
You're getting picked on each and every possession. That's what happened down the stretch.
Let me try this.
Austin Reeves screamed out, "I am him," last night.
Yeah.
What? By the way, I am him.
He'd been him. He'd been like Austin Reeves. I tried to say this like a month or two ago when he had some 30-something point game. Austin Reeves is actually a good player. It's not happening by accident. He's actually good. Let me try this one more time. LeBron James, are you surprised? Are you surprised by Austin Reeves' performance in his first playoff game?
Well, it's not surprising to me. I knew from the first practice that we had when we grabbed him that it wasn't going to be long. He wasn't going to be a two-way player for long. Then a couple weeks went by. I knew he was going to get a guaranteed contract at some point. I just know I've been around the game long enough to know great basketball IQ players. And I know the type of players that fit with my game. And I knew Austin would be that right away.
Me too.
Hey, yo!
And I reached out to the front office and let them know, hey, I watched Austin Reeves at Oklahoma. Give him a shot. Oh, LeBron, stop it.
You got me like a little girl.
Man, LeBron, stop it. I love you to death, dog. But stop it. Come on now.
I love it. Go ahead, bro.
It's me you talking to, LBJ.
But what Jay said, what you said earlier, here's the thing about LeBron, and this is a problem. LeBron sometimes early in series doesn't have his best game or has an overly unselfish game, and this was more than that, I think. But and he's just trying to see what guys can do in the playoffs, and they drop a game or two, and then I got it. And then he goes to work. But they won that game. Like, LeBron had a bad game. Even by his early series standards when he's figuring it out.
Sloppy with the ball.
They still won because Hachimura, as you said, was left open. He was hitting shots. And Austin Reeves can play.
And D'Lo was hooping too.
And then you combine Ja's injury, which he came down hard. You knew, like, okay, at the very least, as soon as it happened, his shot's going to be affected. Let alone can he play? It is bad news for the Grizzlies right now.
Well, the sense of optimism for the Grizz, though, is that nobody is stopping Jaren Jackson. You have LeBron James guarding Jaren Jackson. Right. So but that also allows guys like AD to come over from the weak side. He got 5 blocks in the first half. Right. It's 7 blocks overall for the game. So look,
and no Steven Adams.
No Steven Adams. He's
AD
out.
Could take it to Jaren
no Brandon
Jackson.
Clark.
Yeah.
He's out. Like, yep. He gives them depth, versatility off the bench. So look, Taylor Jenkins has his hands full because that scouting report that they played, they need to change things up. They need to play a lot faster, too, especially if Ja Morant's not able to go game two.
But changing things up, though. Like LeBron said, though, we're joking about Austin Reeves and what LeBron said about discovering.
He always
him
knew
and
about Austin Reeves.
He's all those sort of things. If guys are knocking down shots, it doesn't matter what your game plan is. Because the one thing, like LeBron said, he knows the type of players that he likes to play with that fits his game. And as you said many times over, Jay, shooters, guys that can actually shoot the basketball. So he's got a number of guys in those spots that they can kick to. When they collapse on LeBron, he pushes it back out. The rest is history.
It's not like
those guys aren't hitting.
It's always been LeBron, like, on some team, and you see, like, the eighth best player on the team start to hit threes. And you go, damn, if that dude's going to hit threes, you can't beat that LeBron team. This is a little different, like, because their eighth best, or whatever, sixth best player, however you want to rank them, is actually good. The Lakers have more talent than people realize past LeBron and AD.
And look, if you're a leg show right now, I mean, look, you can't take your foot off the gas. You should try to go to get two. You're always going to play, obviously, to win. But try to steal two games on the road. This is the Grizzlies team. They're 35-6 at home. They had the best home court record in the league. 35-6. And they're 16-25 on the road. right? So if you're the Lakers, you got one. Don't take your foot off the gas. Continue to play aggressive. And I also, look, Austin Reeves will talk a lot about him offensively. He did a hell of a job on Desmond Bane. I don't know if you guys understand how hard it is to just chase a guy with some of the down screens, the curls, the staggers that they have for Desmond Bane. He just chased him around constantly the whole game, and he blocked multiple shots or deterred his vision to see the rim. Like, he did a hell of a job defensively, too.
We've been saying, Jay, and I've been saying it, you know, all week, if you knew nothing about this NBA, I'm not going to give you any information about any team. The only thing I'm going to tell you is LeBron James is playing active and healthy enough to be playing well. AD is on the floor and
playing his best basketball.
Well. They have competent shooters and the number one defense since the trades, or the number one defense, certainly a top five defense in the league. Would you ever rule out that team from being able to win a championship? Why would you?
And by the way, Key, that playing game, when they got that seven seed, to me, I was like, okay. Like that's a gateway to the Western Conference Finals.
See, I look at as long as they got in the playoffs.
Yeah,
that was all that I really felt,
if they were the 8 seed and had to go through Denver,
go to Mile
and then
High,
have to go through either the Clippers or Phoenix, which would probably be Phoenix. I mean, think about that route. Now you're talking about going through this matchup here if you're able to get by Memphis, and then you're going through the winner of the Warriors and Sac.
It's tough too.
It's tough, but it's not as tough as you would think going through Phoenix, right? And going through Denver in the first round. You could have did it, maybe, but it's not the same.
I agree. I think it's
Denver looked live last night. It was easy for them.
It's a little tougher, although the way Sacramento and the War, you know, you're thinking Warriors, Sacramento could come out of that series. I've never seen any conference, well, I've never seen the West. I've never seen an NBA conference, period, where 1 through 8, certainly 7 of them, you're like, they could win a championship to start the playoffs. Right? Like, can you remember a year like this? I can't.
No.
Meantime, there's so much to get into. Like, we're talking LeBron and what just happened with Austin Reeves and Hachimura and AD and Ja Morant.
I can't move my arm! Wait, Max. When that happened, I literally looked down at my phone and Key's name popped up on the text with me and Alan. It said, boop, boop, boop. It was like 3 texts in a row where Key said, if he don't come back in this game, I never want him to be in L.A.
But he did. He came back. There is so much to get into, to say nothing of what Jimmy Butler just did, to say nothing of what just happened with De'Aaron Fox, with Kawhi Leonard. Who's helping their stock the most in these playoffs? 888-SAY-ESPN 729-3776. How one player affected the outcome of a game, even though he couldn't hit a shot. Because I purposely didn't mention this guy's name. What did he just do for himself last night?
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance here on ESPN Radio. Guys, we're going to have to stay disciplined on this game, too, because there's so many storylines from every game. We could talk about Clippers-Suns, that Paul George didn't play, that Kawhi Leonard maybe didn't that Kevin Durant maybe didn't assert himself enough, that we could go all the way down the list. But let's just focus for a second
Do you mind if I just ask you a quick question?
Go ahead.
It's coming from the super fan of the Clippers organization,
yes.
Clipper Darryl. Clipper Darryl Key wants to know how you feel about the Clippers' performance last night.
They played well. They did a good job. They won the game, Clipper Darryl. Kawhi Leonard did his job, although Westbrook didn't shoot the ball well. Played well. I mean, especially down the stretch. He had a nice little defense. So there you go, Clipper Darryl.
Right.
Y'all won one.
That's what I wanted to hold this to, because you could talk about Kawhi hitting the back-to-back threes, the killer mid-range, the fact that he was the best player on the court,
hold
all that
on
stuff.
No, Max. They win one game, and you got a dude tweeting at Jay chirping.
Well, that's because you know why, Key, because you know a Clippers fan. So win might be the highlight of the season. They got to so take it right there.
So the one win, they're going to stitch one letter to our West. They're going to put the W for Western Conference Final. Hang the banner.
Yeah, they're going to start to hang a piece of a banner.
He said,
yeah.
Welcome back, Real Jay Williams, Max Kellerman, Keyshawn. Can y'all please put some respect on my Clippers? I can't hear you.
Let's talk Russell Westbrook. That's what I want to get to. You could talk about a million things from that game, but Russell Westbrook, who missed almost, bricked almost every shot he took, had a great game to me, right? Like, he's the first player in the last 25 postseasons. First player in 25 postseasons. Think of how many postseason games there are. How many great players with 2 points, two boards, two assists, a steal, and a block in clutch time of the fourth quarter. Clutch time instead of the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter. Call it clutch time, right? 2 points, two boards, two assists, a steal, and a block, and that key block in the moment of truth on Devin Booker, Jay.
So when you think about Phoenix, you think about potentially the skill, right? You think about the skill set ultimately of Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and CP3, guys that can space you out, knock down threes, guys that can assassinate you and pick and roll, right? Unguardable. You don't think about toughness, though, do you? When you think about Russell Westbrook and you think about Kawhi Leonard, you think about physicality. You think about toughness. I literally watched Russell Westbrook and Kawhi deny Devin Booker and KD the ball last night. It was like watching college basketball. You already watch college basketball, see guys playing at the passing lane, and you see a guy trying to get open, and they can't get open. You're like, just get the damn ball. That was KD and Devin Booker last night. And down the stretch, man, for if that's Russell Westbrook getting the steal, tapping the ball out of KD's back when he drove to the basket, blocking Kevin Durant's shot in the second quarter, or just getting a play down the stretch. Even the block he had on Devin Booker, the last play, when they're down three, it was like 111 to 108. This tells you everything you need to know about where the Suns are in that game and where the Clippers are. He goes up to block the shot. If you see the reverse angle, Devin Booker, when he gets a shot block, is looking at the ref about to complain.
He wants to call.
Like, oh, where's the call? The ball is still in play, and it's off Russell Westbrook. He gets the ball out of the air, slaps it off Devin Booker while Devin Booker's looking at the damn ref, and the ball goes off D-Book out of bounds, Clipper ball. That's the mindset difference right there in the game.
We could get into so many things here. KD needs to assert himself and this and that. He's looking for Book instead of okay. But Russell Westbrook, I've been saying it, guys. Now everyone else is saying it, but what did I say a month ago? Everyone's arguing with me. Russell Westbrook in these playoffs is the player with the most to gain because of those three consecutive average triple-doubles over three seasons in the MVP, but, oh, he hasn't been able to get over the top in the playoffs, and, oh, he's crazy sometimes, and he's not thinking it through, and he hasn't if he chips up as the difference maker on this team, guys, he just now, it's a little bit of peace in his legacy that helps. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Joe in Indiana.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's good, Joe?
Yep, I'm here. So, obviously, Russell Westbrook has been great his whole career, come up big last night. He can still defend and rebound with the best of them, but why does the coach not go up to him and say, Russ, we do not want you taking jump shots, no threes?
Joe, well, I'm be honest with Joe. He ain't been defending like that, Joe. He ain't been defending like that last night. That was – if that Russell Westbrook were to play in every game in this series like that, that's another dimension to his game, Key, that I have not seen like that. Focused on defense.
I mean, he's the type of guy that wants to shoot. And from time to time, he's going to have those type of nights. He could score. I mean, he's a scorer, and his shots wasn't falling last night. But other parts of the game lifted them and helped them win that game. So you don't want to take the intensity away from him.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with most of the shots he took.
You want to be – no, with the caller had a problem, Max.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, but, like, did you have a problem with – was that, like, a knucklehead shot?
No. He just takes some shots, really.
Yeah, a couple here and there, but basically he was being aggressive.
I mean, just a couple, but that's who he is.
Can we just talk
who he is, Jay.
Can we talk about – did you guys feel like Kawhi Leonard was the best player on the floor last night?
Was.
I mean, it's like the month of April, man, he's been averaging, like, 34. He just – it's like out of nowhere. For as much talk as we – I mean, for all the talk about load management and stuff you hear throughout the league and guys taking possessions off, they don't have Paul George. Paul George is not – if this team had Paul George, they might be favored in this series.
They might be favored to win the whole thing. Yeah. Yeah. But they don't. But Kawhi
depending
is
on 2019. Depending Toronto. On who you ask, though, they might feel like they could win the whole thing.
Sean in South Carolina, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
What's going on, fellas? Roy, Hoochie Daddy! Roy, Hoochie Daddy and AR-15, man. Ain't nobody talking about the Clippers, our little brothers, man. Go ahead somewhere. Roy, Hoochie Daddy! Hoochie Daddy! That's what I'm talking about. Laker Nation, stand up. Let's go! Happy Monday, guys.
Frank in Florida, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Who's that from North Carolina?
Yeah. Hey, how's it going, Max?
I'm Frank. Yep.
My condolences to Jay and his family.
Thanks, Frank. I'm right here.
We love you, Jay.
Thanks, man.
But I do have something to say about Reeves. The guy plays fundamentally sound basketball, and I think there's a lot of players just playing street ball. If you'll watch some of those series. When he was coming down the court, they were just watching him. And I got one thing to say about Keith. Leave him alone. Look at Larry Bird. Larry Bird was white. Larry Bird never got attacked.
He white, too.
He was white.
Let the guy be white.
Last I checked, Reeves was white, too. Did that change overnight?
Hey, and Keith, let your hair go white. Embrace your age. Love you.
Wait, I think he's saying, like, leave Reeves alone. In other words, the reason he doesn't – you don't love the way the uniform looks and everything is cultural.
No, I know exactly what he's saying.
Of course you do.
I'm still going to fix his jersey, though.
You would fix it?
I think it's too tight, man. He needs some room in it.
I agree. The only thing is if it ain't
like,
broke.
It's just tight.
It just –
And
it looks
right.
Broke.
And it, when, right.
It look, does precise.
When you flexing and you doing this, you got to have some stuff got to show, man. I need some back on, some tries, some buys. He flexing, look like two red vines stuck together. Look at him when he flexed, though. He ain't got a muscle.
Hey, man, leave him alone, man.
He just needs a little tan. It'll bring out some contrast.
Wait, look at
him. Y'all call me pale.
There's
no definition at all.
No.
Y'all call me whatever y'all want. I'm about to get a 4-year, $100 million contract, though.
Yeah, if I saw him in the weight room, I'd be like, what are you doing? Just keep doing what you're doing. Don't do anything different.
He's Max on the court now.
No, he's good. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is when you flexing, and you doing all that, something got to pop out, man.
Yeah, but apparently not. 888-SAY-ESPN. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. I mean, who just did the most to help themselves? Was it what Russell Westbrook? Was it Austin Reeves? Was it Hachimura? Was it Jimmy Butler? Kawhi Leonard? Jalen Brunson?
Mark Cuban punching the air. What?
De'Aaron Fox? 888-SAY-ESPN. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. I can't keep wrapping it up like this. Eventually, we're going to have to go to commercial break. ESPN Radio.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
On Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Guys, I was on this just in 2 p.m. Eastern, ESPN, handsome host, arguing with Tim Bontemps last week.
Timmy.
About who the greatest scorer of all time is. To me, it's easily Jordan. He said, no, Kevin Durant. I think we saw something last night, Jay, where I already know KD might be the goodest player ever, right? His skills, I'm not talking about that. But let's leave MJ out of this. KD is a better scorer than Kobe was. Kobe is a greater scorer than KD is. Kobe would assert himself. The fact that he wasn't quite as efficient as KD because he took more shots also meant you couldn't keep him to a quiet game, right? He was going to be aggressive. Whereas KD last night, you just were like, come on, KD, you could take over this game. Take over the game.
It's one game. We'll see how the Suns adjust in game two at home. But the Suns aren't going to win a championship. They're not even going to come out of this series unless Kevin Durant is the aggressive prick Kevin Durant that you need him to be, yeah. 24/7, 365. It's not a switch. Turn on and off, right? Jerk is jerk,
yeah.
A better word.
Yeah, jerk is a better word.
Jerk is a better word. He needs to be the aggressive jerk. Look, he didn't score in the first 10 minutes of the first quarter last night. Did not score. No, that can't be the case. Kevin Durant, right out of the gate, Keith, needs to come out and take 10 shots, be aggressive. In the last five minutes, he didn't take one shot. One shot in the last 5 minutes of the game. You heard him talk post-game about, well, I was in the corner. You know, I was waiting for the ball to be kicked to me. No, I don't want to hear that from Kevin Durant. Demand the ball. I get that Devin Booker and CP3 are more ball dominant. I get that this is not the same continuity style that you had at Gold State. But there gets to a certain point in the game where Kevin Durant is Kevin Durant. He is really him. Austin Reeves is yelling, I am him. Kevin Durant, it's really him. But you need that mentality the whole game, Key. And you didn't have that from KD in a quiet 27.
Yeah, well, a quiet 27. First time in the playoffs with this nucleus of players. Maybe there's some sticking his toe in the water to kind of get a feel for. Now, it's only one game. Get a feel for what was going on around him, trying to understand how his players play in the playoffs versus the regular season. I'm sure there was some of that thought process going through his mind at the time. But then, again, it shouldn't take you 3.5 quarters to figure that out. You should already know, okay, this is how they playing in the playoffs. I'm the guy on this team. I got to take control of it. And I think in game two, you'll see a different Kevin Durant approach.
I love those points.
I do get worried about that, though, Max, because Boston did the same thing to Kevin Durant. Boston was extremely physical, and that's what you have the Clippers doing to him.
Your rebuttal to that, Key, I think, is exactly right. Number one, you did get the sense KD was figuring things out with his teammates, trying to get, like, almost like LeBron early in a series. And you want to see him assert himself more going forward. Maybe he will. It's only one game. But that's what's so interesting about these playoffs this year. Like, you want to see it, but you really don't know what's going to happen.
But that's what Boston did last year. Boston played bully ball with Kevin Durant.
That team was a mess, though. They were, like, upside down.
See, I don't feel like the Clippers was trying to bounce him around. I think it was him just trying to, like, get a feel for what was going on. And so, like you said, a quiet 27, opposed to every time you look up, he's touching the ball and he's getting that 27 where he's just sitting around waiting for it to develop for him.
He was looking for Book constantly. He was looking for his teammates constantly.
But that's the thing. So combine that, regardless, Key, whether he's trying to get a feel for the game. And Scouting Report is out. We watched this series last year. You didn't see what Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and company did to KD. They got up underneath him. They challenged him. They bumped him off his spot multiple times. They made every possession difficult for him. That's what the Clippers are trying to do.
So who improved their stock the most? Kawhi? Jimmy Butler? Got to remind everyone, every playoffs, Jimmy Butler. Talk about I'm him. De'Aaron Fox? Jalen Brunson? There are so many good candidates. Carolyn in California are on KJM.
Hi, guys. This is Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
I just want to say that I'm a staunch Laker fan, and I think the defense is going to carry them all the way to the finals, and hopefully, I hope that LeBron James will take us all the way to the promised land one more time.
Could happen.
I think that these games that I've watched were some of the best I've ever watched in first round.
Yeah. Oh, these have been great games. For the game one of the first round, they're great games.
If LeBron wins a chip, does that change anything for you, Max?
Does it change anything? He's pretty much solidified in that two spot for me, Jay.
So it doesn't matter, whatever?
I mean, it's not so whatever. It enhances his legacy.
The
There's no doubt.
The chase down block he had last night was, oh.
Yeah,
it's unreal. It's like his signature thing,
He's 100 years old.
And he's still
And playing
it.
Hurt, by the way. He needs surgery, probably. He's 100. It's year 20. He needs surgery. And he's getting chased down blocks in the playoffs. It's bananas. Mac in Michigan, you're on KJM.
Yo, what up, man? I just want to say what's up, man. What up, though?
What
man,
up,
y'all got to start putting respect on Goat Brooks' name, man. He's been clutch in the playoffs basically his whole career. And right now he has a great team. Finally got some shooters around him for real with a great coach, his best coach he ever had. Y'all got to start putting respect on Goat Brooks' name, man.
Who's?
Westbrook.
He called him Goat Brooks?
Goat Brooks.
Hold on. Let's be honest. I love Westbrook. He's had some, in the moment of truth, he's had some bad playoff games. In the moment of truth, I've seen him. I was there for him. You know, so, like, let's not pretend, if only he had the right guys around him. He's been on talented teams. He gives maximum effort at all points. Jay pointed out how that affected the game late when Devin Booker's complaining. Westbrook has, you know, is moving and thinking. But I think this would actually enhance his legacy precisely because he hasn't always been at his best when it was required, Jay.
Well, Ty Lue is a different coach than...
Ty Lue might
You can sit there and you can tell me about personnel. You can say that, well, it's hard to put him with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. But I do believe that if Ty Lue was the coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, it would have been activated so differently.
Yeah, it was different.
Different.
They tried to make us think that Westbrook couldn't play basketball no more at the Lakers. Yeah. They made us really feel like, oh, this dude, who is this dude?
It was a bad team for him to be on, too. It wasn't just that LeBron needs the ball. They didn't have any shooting. So what do you expect, right? No shooting, and you got Westbrook and LeBron and AD on the floor at the same time. Dana in Virginia. We'll slip Dana in. You got a half a minute here, Dana.
All right. My condolences to you, Jay, with your mom.
Thank you, bro.
Got to hear about that. But the last time I heard you, Jay, was on NBA on radio. And I got to say this. The name of the show during basketball season is Jay Will, Keyshawn, and Max. When football season comes, go back to you, Keyshawn, first. But we're going with them Lakers. The Lakers going to pull it out. Mm-hmm. They're going to pull it out. Long as AD don't go to street clothes AD. I thought he was turning to street clothes AD yesterday. But he came back like Willis Reed. And he performed. Let's go, Lakers.
He gave it a thought. He's crossed his mind to be right. Street clothes AD crossed his mind,
he's
but
playing
it didn't
the
happen.
Best basketball of his career.
Yeah, he was great.
His Anthony best Davis is playing the best basketball of his career.
He's in a series with LeBron and Ja Morant. He was the best player on either side. Keep your calls coming. 888-SAY-ESPN. Could the Ravens add yet another wide receiver to entice Lamar? KJM.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.